Okay, we're up to the mem. Machlefos, Roso, Kivimei v'choros, Kivutzosav, Tautarim, Shechoros. Again, let's begin to dissect the phrase, and as you have in your sheets, the origin of each phrase, and then try to get a little deeper. Okay, the expression, let's take the first expression, Machlefos Roso. This means like the trestles of his head, which is based on the story of Shimshon. You have your pasuk in Shimshon Tes Zayin, where it says that Delilah put him to sleep, and she called somebody, and the person shaved off as Sheva Machlefos Rosho, and that was what took away all his strength. It's actually a pasuk earlier in the parak as well. This is when she actually did it, but if you psuk him earlier in pasuk Yud Gimel, she was kept begging him to reveal what his secret is, and he finally told her that im ta'argi sheva machlefos roshi im ha-masoches. What exactly is the meaning of machlefos? The way the Mitzudas here explains it, those are the kvatzos, the tautale seir, and why is it called machlefos? Ki yuchlefu behis galcham. When you shave it, when you cut it, it replenishes itself, it regenerates. So that's why it took that... doesn't always work, it's supposed to work. Yeah, that's why it took on this particular meaning. That's what machlefos rosho, again, the literally meaning the trestles of his head, kivimei v'churos, like the days of youth. And again, that is based on the expression in Koheles, where it says, u'zechores borecha bimei v'churosecha, at the very end of Koheles. It should be kufhei lam itself, maybe a typo here. Zechores borecha, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, and that can be mei v'churos. And in kibbutz osav, tau talim shechoros, the last three words, is based on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim Perakei, that begins with rosho kesem paz, which by the way was the basis of the earlier stanza with the os kaf, kesem tar paz, the mus rosho. So that's the end of that pasuk is, it's actually right after Rosho Kesem Paz, which is Kibbutzo Sav Tau Talim Shechoros Ka'orev. That's what the pasuk reads. And what the Mishorah did was he took three of those four words and he made it rhyme with the first half of the phrase Kivimei V'churos, and then he stopped after the word Shechoros. So you've got the rhyme, the meter, and Kibbutzo Sav Tau Talim Shechoros, you know, which is certainly patterned after the first part of the phrase Machlefos Rosho, reference to here, and so it is the second half of the phrase Kibbutzo Sav, which is again his braids of here Tau Talim, which is a very difficult word. Some say Mimashin Tel V'Gova, like a hill, a mound. Rashi says Mimashin Tuluyim, like suspended. What it's generally assumed it means is the braided hairs. So what it means is kibbutzo sevta talim shecholos, his hair is black, shecholos kolreiv, and it's braided. Now, what exactly does that mean in terms of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the nimshel being a kadosh baruch hu? Rashi has two pshat in there. One pshat is when Hashem appeared by the yam, as we had this in the earlier medrash last week, he appears as a young warrior. So that's the notion of kibbutzo sav tal talim, like a lahavdil, you know, again, a mashal being a hero, young, you know, warlike, handsome, a warrior. So that's the notion according to the first pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi is, it's going on the Torah, on every coat, on every little thorn, so to speak, every little tag, you can dash in tile tilin so halachos, that's tal talim. L'chor, the pshat in the Python, of course, is the first pshat of Rashi. He's describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this mashal. And the essence of this stanza is Hashem is described as young. In other words, kibbi mei v'churos, his hair is black. Now, I didn't understand fully. What's the significance of saying this? What's the idea? Bishlama, earlier, we had a similar thing. Vayechazu b'cha zikna u'bacharus u'saros l'beseva b'sacharus. Also representing the Indian of Bacharus. But there it's done to show Kadosh Baruch Hu is one and the same, even though in one sense he appears as young, in another sense he appears as old, but he's one and the same and it's not a contradiction. That was the Kavana earlier. Now in this stanza you simply have one theme. The theme is youth. So what's the point of going again repeating the theme of youth? And for what purpose? What's the significance of this phrase? Okay, I saw Art Scroll has a pshat on the bottom of the page. I don't know who they get it from. That Akash Baruch Hu never grows old. So that's the sense of Hashem is young, so to speak, that youth is always with him. Yeah, don't know. I tell you what I thought to say. If you look now, and this will give us a bit of a orientation for what's coming, look at the phrases that follow. And you notice what the theme begins to be is the ultimate Yeshua, the ultimate Geula, beginning with the next stanza, which talks about Yerushalayim, as we'll describe phrase by phrase. The Klal Yisrael should be his chosen people and should be La'asid Lavo, his cherished crown, and the fact that through that, as part of the ultimate Geula, there's going to be a Nekama taken against all the Umas Olam, Edom specifically, for all what they've done to Klal Yisrael over the millennium. And that's what you get to with the Tzadi, where it says, Pura B'dorcho B'vo'o Me Edom. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we'll see soon is taking revenge for all the spilled blood of the Jewish people. And so his begadim are red from the blood of taking that Nekama. So because all of what's coming talks about the image of L'asid Lava, which is associated with Melchama of Gog and Magog, for example, and therefore it's appropriate already to set the tone of the notion of Bachur, because it's Bachur that's associated with Melchama, like we saw by the Yam, that he was Nirek in Bachur, the Yom Karav. So because now he's beginning to talk about the image of the future, which is going to be linked to the Melchama of the future, the Nekama being taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf, so that's why he Dafka here sets the tone again with that of an Inyan of Bacharus, of Kivimei Bachuros. So that's, I think, is maybe the transition. That's what I thought maybe to explain. Let's go to Nun. Neveat Tzedek, Tzvi Sefarato, Yalen Orosim Chaso. As we said, this is all about Yerushalayim. And Neveat Tzedek is one expression used to describe Yerushalayim, as you have in a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's actually two different psukim in Yirmiyahu, Lamed Aleph and Nun, where it's referring to Yerushalayim and the title Neveat Tzedek, the righteous abode. Neve is always a place where you dwell. And then Tzvi Sefarato. Tzvi Sefarato is an expression that we've already seen that originates in Yeshaya Perek Chavches. There's only one problem. The context of that pasuk, what does it mean literally? The glory, the hadar of his glory, the glory of his glory, so to speak. Tzvi is an Indian of hadar, and Tiferes is an Indian of hadar. So it's simply taking the two words together and expressing the Indian of glory, of beauty. What is the context of that pasuk? You can glean it from the words. Hoy ateres geyus shikori Ephraim betzitz novel tzvi sefarto. What it's talking about is Yaseres HaShvatim and how they had it so good. They were at the peak, they were enjoying life, and they were cut down very prematurely, and they were sent out into Golus, and it was the She'eris Amo that Hashem became the Tznif and the Ateres. They became the Ateres to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Aseres HaShvatim, and that they were driven out. So the context of Tzvi Sefarato is not a pretty one. It's that ephemeral peak that they reached, but really it was not going to last.
It's gone.
And yet you see that the Python is using that phrase here in a positive sense, and maybe that's part of the poetic license that we see he's doing, referring to Yerushalayim in a positive sense as Tzvi Sefarato. Now, we had this already in the earlier phrase, going back to the previous phrase, L'cheinu L'chavod, right, two stanzas earlier, Tzvi Sifara, right? Tzvi Sifara is really also based on the same pasuk, Tzvi Sifarato, although there we had another girsa from Yaakov Emden, recall, his girsa earlier was L'cheinu L'chavod Tznif Tifara, right, based on the other pasuk in referring to the remaining two shvatim, so it's not really a reference to the pasuk there. It is a little strange here that he would use that expression. Truth be told, there is another girsa here as well, and that is an old machzor that I came across. Someone supplied me with the Xeroxes, and there the girsa is not Tzvi Sefarato, but Beis Tifarato. Now, what is that based on? You don't have it on your pages because it's not the standard nusach, but that is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Samuch, the Haftorah Pashas Kisavo, one of the seven of Nechama, where it says over there, Kotzon Kedar Yikovtsulach Elena Vayosi Shar Sunech Yagu Arotzon Mizbachi Uveis Tif Arti Afo Air. Right? Beis Tif Arti Afo Air means Beis Hamigdash I will beautify. So in other words, Beis Tif Arto is Beis Hamigdash. Now why is this gear so very well? Not just because it's not taking a pasuk from a negative context, but also it parallels very well the first expression. The Ve'at Tzedek is Yerushalayim, Beis Tif Arto is Beis Hamigdash. So Tzvi Tif Arto is maybe a little bit harder to justify, but nonetheless it works out. That's the gersa that we have. And what is the final half? Yala na arosh simchaso, which of course is based on the very famous pasuk in Tehillim al naros bavel, neshkachech Yerushalayim, imlo ala es Yerushalayim, referring to us. We should always remember Yerushalayim, bring it up, arosh simchasi. What is the python doing here for poetic license? Ya'ale no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring up the memory of Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, Arosh Simchaso, when he's happy, he should always remember the sadness of Yerushalayim. What is the point? The point is this reciprocity between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ani gedodi v'dodi li. The fact that the pasuk in there means that we should remember Yerushalayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearns for us just as we yearn for him. And if we yearn for Yerushalayim, so does he yearn for Yerushalayim. So the python takes the same image that Ela es Yerushalayim Rosh Simchasi, and he turns it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yalana al Rosh Simchaso, and the rhyme, of course, is in there. Could also be right. Right. Okay. Could be. It's in Yerushalayim Shomala. That could also be right. Okay. So that's basically this stanza. Again, I noted that something just to correct before. I noted that the girsa earlier. Tznif Eres. So Rav Yaakov Emden's girsa there was not. It should be Tznif. What did I say? It was Tznif Melucha. No, Tzviras Tifara. I'm sorry. In other words, what he had before was Tzviras Tifara, not Tzvi Tifara. That was two stanzas earlier. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute because we're going to have it again. Okay, let's go to the next Samach. Skulaso tihi v'yado ateres. His nation which is chosen, Skulaso tihi, to be in his hand like a crown. Based on Yishmos, your test, by Matan Torah, v'yisem li Sigula mikol amin. And tihi v'yado ateres is based on Yishai Samach Beis, that you shall be ateres, tiferes b'yad Hashem. That's tihi b'yado ateres. The na, I don't know exactly, it's not based on the pasuk, but that's just thrown in here. Tihi na v'yado ateres. Maybe because of the rhythm or the meter. And now you have, yeah? Do you have it here? Here you don't have na. In some sidurim you have it with na.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I don't know. Okay, if it's there, it's just thrown in. Yeah, maybe because of the number of syllables. Tihi na v'yado ateres. Tihi v'yado ateres. That's different as chos. Now we have utznif melucha tzvisif eres. So let's dissect this. Tznif melucha is the pasuk Yishai Samach Beis, the remnant of those that did not go into Golos, the two remaining shvatim, or perhaps an image for us. And Lavo, as some explain it, will be ateres tif eres b'yad Hashem, and a synonym to that is tznif melucha, which means a hat of royalty, majestic hat. Tznif is also like a turban, right? So you have tznif melucha, tzvisif eres. Here we can't get away from it. There's no other girsa. So here you have to go back to that unpleasant pasuk, which refers to the height of the of how the ten aseres hashvatim had it so good. And here he certainly brought that in, referring to Kal Yisrael in the future in a positive sense. So the other two times he had alternatives to avoid using that expression, but here apparently you have no alternative. Okay, let's go to Ayin. A Muslim, again, and what's the idea? We're talking about the glorious future of Klal Yisrael, right? Yerushalayim being rebuilt, Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael being the chosen people, being for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a crown, and a crown of a turban, giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, so to speak, like a glory, a sense of glory. So now we have, again, a continuation of the same theme. Amusim Lisa'am Ateres Indam Miasher Yapru Ve'inav Kivdam. Actually, just, I can't help saying this, because so often with the Nigin that people sing for this, they get this so wrong, they batch it up, because they go, Miasher Yakru Ve'inav Kivdam. And how wrong can that be? Miasher Yakru Ve'inav, right? Because they are precious in his eyes, Kivdam, he honored them, right? He, right? Of course. Yakru Ve'inav goes together. Amusim Nisa'am. Amusim is a reference to the Kal Yisrael, who are seen, called Amusim. Amusim are those who are raised up. They are carried like a burden. Ho Amusim, like the Pasuk in Yisrael, you see, Ho Amusim Minivatem. Right? Hanesuim Minirachem. Again, they're synonymous. Ho Amusim is Hanesuim. Those who are lifted up. By the way, this reminds you of what Nusach, what Bracha? Amusim Kiddush Levana. Right? We say, what's the lesson in Kiddush Levana? Shetizchadesh ateres tiferes la'amusei vaten, referring to the Bnei Yisrael, who are referred to as ha'amusim mini vaten. So amusim, those people, those this nation who are carried, nisa'am, he lifted them up, which is exactly why amusim is really suggesting. Ateres indam, he tied them with a crown. What is that based on? A pasuk in Iyov Lamed Aleph. Now, in Iyov Lamed Aleph, the context is Iyov talking about himself, saying, you think you're going to find some fault of mine? I want you to know that you'll never find fault. And if you're going to find a fault and write a book with my faults, I'll be so proud of that book, because I know it won't be genuine faults. I will take that book and I'll carry it on my shoulder and I'll tie it like a crown on me. And then, uatorosli, I will tie it like crowns on me. That's what Iyov says. That's andenu is milashin aniva ukshira. Aniva is a tie, right? So that's what andenu.
Where is the best?
I'll be proud to have that, what they write about me. So what is the Meshorah doing here? Taking that context, which is the person, Meshabeach himself, andenu ataros, ateres indam. Hashem badged them with this crown. So again, so we have amusim nisa'am, the ones who are carried by Hashem, he lifted them up, he gave them this badge as a crown. By the way, the notion of being carried is something you find very often in Chumash. Kal Yisrael, Va'esa Eschem Akanfe Nisharim by Matan Torah, I carried you like the wings of eagles, also in Ha'azinu, Yipus Kinafa Vikachehu, Yisrael Alev Raso. But when the Pasuk says, Amusim Minivatan, it means from the womb, what would that mean? Rashi learns it goes back to Lavan. That from the time you were born, the Shvatim were formed in the house of Lavan when Yaakov was there, and from then already, Amasti Eschem Al Zevo Osai, I carried you on my elbows and my arms, because from that point on began anti-Semitism, says Rashi in Yeshaya. Ki mi az amdo alichem akum b'chol dor v'dor. We say in the Haggadah, it starts with Lavan, right? Rami Avid Avi. And they would carry their gods, but me, it's the opposite, I carry you. That's how Amusim Minivaten, that's how Rashi learns it. I thought perhaps another type of Amusim Minivaten, not necessarily Lavan, but where else can you say Kal Yisrael were formed? Where were they formed? In Mitzrayim. And there's a medrash like that. It says, Lokachas lo goy mikerev goy, like an ubar b'me'eimo. Mikerev is the innards of. They were like an embryo. They were first born with Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and a little bit of a riot in this pshat is from the pasuk in Shirach, last week's pasha. When Moshe says, praying on behalf of the Kal Yisrael after the Chet HaMeraglim, he says, V'chasher nasasa l'om hazeh, continue the pasuk, mi Mitzrayim v'achena. You carried them from Mitzrayim and now on. So Hamusim minivaten maybe could mean minivaten from that beten being within the innards of Mitzrayim when they were compared to an embryo. Rashi goes back to Lavan's house, maybe we can go back to Mitzrayim. But that's Minivaten. Amusim is certainly the title of Kal Yisrael. He raised them up, and again he badged them with a crown, and Me'asher Yakru Ve'enav, because they were precious in his eyes, as we said, Kivdan, Pasuk in Yeshaya, straightforward, Me'asher Yakarta Ve'enai Nichbarata, because you're precious in my eyes, you are important, it's actually those who pay attention to Haftorah reading, this is Haftorah and Parshas Bereishis. If it's not Mocher Chodesh or something like that, we will be reading this from Yeshaya Mem Gimel to Haftorah Bereishis. Again, the idea being the special status that Kal Yisrael gained La'asid Lavo by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of Hashem. Hey, Pe'eiro Olai Ufe'eiri Olav V'Karov Elai V'Kari Elav. What are the psukim? Now, Pe'eiro Olai Ufe'eiri Olav, the language is not, at least that I know of, based on a pasuk. The theme of this expression is the pasuk in Kisavo, clearly. How Hashem prides himself in us and we pride ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that notion, which is what this is saying, Pe'er Olai, Pe'er Olav, is what that pasuk expresses, as you can see. Es Hashem hemarta hayom, liyos kuchol elokim, v'Hashem hemircha hayom, liyos kuchol segula. In other words, you've designated HaKadosh Baruch Hu as something special. Hemarta is milashem, to be proud of and to designate as something valuable, and Hashem has done the same to you. Now he uses the term Pe'ero and Fe'eri, and that's because of a Gemara in Brachos. The expression, right, tefillin. But before we do that, let's just finish the phrase and come back and analyze further. V'karov elai v'kari elav. He is close to me when I call out to him. A number of psukim that come to mind in terms of the lashon here. First, Tehillim Dalet, that is the Uki Hashem Hippo Chazigo. This is Hashem Yishma v'kari elav. One pasuk. Another possible pasuk, which is probably better, is in Parshas Veschanan. Ki nigoy gadol. Who is that great nation? This is, by the way, in the second sheet. Asher lo kim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu, l'chol kareinu elav. It says that we have a special link. For us, dialing heaven is a local call, right? L'chol kareinu elav. We can call out any time and we can be heard. And then you have another possible pasuk that again connects the karev Hashem l'chol korav v'chol shegu v'emes. So various nefarshim and Siddur quote various psukim. To me, I think that middle pasuk is the best one, because it really refers to the theme of Klal Yisrael having a special relationship. Now let's return to that first half of the phrase, which is Pe'eiro Olai Pe'eiro Olav. What really is coming to mind here is a Gemara in Brachos. And it's a fascinating Gemara. It's a Gemara Daf Vav. The Gemara says, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? That's the question of the Gemara. Minayin she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu miniach tefillin. She'nemar, nishba Hashem bimino uvizra uzo, pasuk in Shai Samach Beis, Bimino is Torah, and Israel Uzo is Tefillin. And Tefillin are called Oz, for Kai Yisrael, like it says, Rokal Me'er, Kishim Shanikwa Lechav Yorom Yimecha. Gemara goes on and says, what does it say in the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch? What does it say in his Tefillin? Again, obviously, all allegorical, but unbelievably powerful and profound. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Divya Yamim, which is also found in Shmuel Beis, Umi Ka'amacha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz, meaning that Hashem's tefillin read, who is like you, my nation, one nation in the land? The Gemara asks, and really is it true that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishtabech in Shvachim of Yisrael? The Gemara says, yes. How do I know that? And the Gemara proceeds to quote that very pasuk in Kisavo that we have on the sheet, Es Hashem emarta hayom, v'Hashem emircha hayom. And the Gemara darshins, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you have made me chativa achas ba'olam. Chativa achas means a unique entity, a unique part, a unique praise in the world. They have on the side Siyur Echad Ba'olam, something that's totally unique. And then Hashem says, I've done the same thing to you. So you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you make me one and only, and I make you one and only. The Mark goes on to say that's one of the batim. One of the other batim, Mark quotes other psukim that all speak to the praises of Klal Yisrael. Now you realize Pe'eiro Olai Ufe'eiri Olav has got to mean this Gemara, because we know that tefillin are called Pe'er. They're called pride. Pe'er Chachavo Shalecha, the pasuk in Yecheskel, Hashem says, don your tefillin. Now, therefore, what it really means is Pe'er Olai Ufe'eiri Olav is that we wear our tefillin, we sing Hashem's praises in our tefillin, and Hashem, so to speak, sings our praises in his tefillin. The only thing is, how exactly do you read it in the words? Pe'eiro Olai is referring to whose tefillin, and Pe'eiro Olav is referring to whose tefillin. So I'll tell you what Rav Yaakov Emden says, but I tell you how I could have learned maybe the opposite way. Rav Yaakov Emden says, Pe'eiro Olai means tefillin are called Pe'er, so Pe'eiro, how does it start? Pe'eiro Olai. So Pe'eiro is tefillin, Pe'eiri means our tefillin. Pe'eiro Pe'ero means his praise in our tefillin. Pe'eri means his tefillin, which has our praise. That's how he reads it. Right? So Pe'eri means referring to the praise that it says in the tefillin. Now, what I thought maybe to say is the exact opposite. Pe'ero means his tefillin is alai. What is his tefillin talking about? All about me. Pe'eri and my tefillin, Pe'er is synonymous with tefillin, is Allah, it's on him. Yaakov and the going the exact opposite. It means the same idea, but it's a question of which one comes first. He's going Pe'ero, a reference to that, the content of the tefillin. I'm going Pe'ero as the tefillin itself. Anyway, the idea is one and the same, that we're Mishabeach, one another, the reciprocity between us and Chal Yisrael. And then, okay, so again, you see we're building up to this tremendous inyan of how we are so special, we are really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasure, and you see how the phrase, stanza after stanza, develops this idea in each one a different way, various psukim being used, but the essence is we have a special relationship. One of the main themes of Anim Zmiros, and if we can, maybe to sum it all up next week, is just to hit it home with it, is really that Anida Dodi V'Dodi Li. And you see how many of the phrases here are echoing that idea. And Klal Yisrael is mishtabeach with us, and mishtabeach with Klal Yisrael, with HaKadosh Baruch. Sadi. Sach v'adam, luvuso adam. Pura v'darcho v'voo me'adam. Again, let's dissect it. Sach v'adam is based on Shir HaShirim, Perek He. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dodi, is referred to as Dodi Tzach v'adam. This is, by the way, the pasuk that precedes the pasuk we've already been dealing with, of Roso, Kes, and Paz. There's a couple of psukim that begin to describe in very specific the specific physical features of how Kadosh Baruch Hu looks, Kiviyachol, in Shir HaShirim, or Masha, of course. And it begins by saying, Dodi Tzach V'Adam Dagu Merivava. And the next pasuk says, Roso, Kes, and Paz. Kivutso, Savtao, Talim, Shkoros, Kol Rev, which we've already exhausted in the earlier stanzas. And now this stanza begins with the expression of the earlier pasuk there of Dodi, right, Tzach the Adam, which again in the beginning in Perek Hey Pasuk Yud. What is the meaning of Tzach the Adam? And by the way, the other expression, Kibbutzos Avtal Talim Shchoros, that was what we had earlier. That was the other half of the other pasuk, a pasuk follows. Tzach, according to Rashi, means white, like Tzachu Mechalav and Echa Perek Dalet. Adam, so Rashi says, you could say it means like the face, the complexion. Rashi says, what's the dogma for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Dodi Tzach, Hashem is white. What does it mean, he's white? He's Malbin Avonoseim Shel Yisrael. Right? He's Mochel, he's Machaper. That's why it's called Dodi Tzach. And what's Dodi Adam? So that would mean when he's doing taking the kama. We par mi sonav, as we'll get to in the very continuation. Rashi has another pshat also. Tzach the adam means when he's near a besinai, he's near a kizakein mora hora, and b'shipto l'mishpat, his hair is white. So that's another pshat Rashi says. Anyway, but the adam goes well with what it comes afterwards. Vuso adam to his garment, which is red, pura b'darcho. A pura is like a vat, a wine vat, in his pressing. The vo'o me'edom in his coming from Edom. What is all this about? So this you have to look in the Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim, which is based on the Pesukim in Yeshaya Samach Gimel. And it's a very interesting image. Mi zeba me'edom? Who is this coming from Edom? Chamutz begad mi batzva. The Pasuk Pshat is going out of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's other agadas on this as well. And his garments are all soiled from Batsra, Zehad Bilvusho, Tzobro of Kocho. It's Hashem coming to the rescue. Madua Adam Levushacha. And then there's like a question, why are your garments all red? And you're, again, Bidgodecha, Kidorech Begas, like as if you had been pressing in the winery, and all the wine, you know, all the juice of the grapes are getting all over your garments. And Hashem says, Pura Derachti Levadi. I alone was pressing in the vat, and there's nobody with me, and I did it with my anger, and I let out my wrath against my enemies. So what are the words here that are key for this expression? Lovuso Adam is based on the pasuk Madu Adam Lil Vusecha, right? Pura Bidarcho, meaning we're talking third person, but what was the pasuk there? Hashem is responding. Pura Darachti, right? It's exactly the same expression, same words. The Vo Me Edom, going back to the beginning of the series of psukim, Mize Ba Me Edom. Everyone see what's going on? In terms of he's basically, you know, taking a little bit from this pasuk and this pasuk and stringing it all together, right? But it's all from those three psukim. The image here of a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming. How do we understand this? So I quote a little bit from the Tzudos David there. Mizeba, the Navi is Misnabe, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make do Nakama against Seir. And the Navi speaking like people would be speaking. There's a person with garments that are from all the blood is all over the garments, spilled all over the garments. So now they're asking, who's this coming with these garments all colored from the city that's fortified? That's how he understands Mibatsra, the fortified city. Zehadr Bilavusho, this is a person who usually has such royal garments that you wouldn't see one little stain on it. And now you see all the red blood, the colored blood. It's not typical. So what's going on? So Abrov Kocho, it's the one who's with the strength, he's moving everybody from place to place, who can stand up against him? And what's this now, this blood on his garments? Ani Medabe Bistaka, Hashem is responding. I am the one who has promised to set things right, set the record straight, Lasus Tzedakah LeYisrael, I am the one who's Marbe LeHoshea, like I promised. Madua Adam Levushecha. So now they're asking again, so why is it all red? And your garments are like they were pressing in the wine vat. And Hashem says again, as if he's answering, I did it there, not in your schus, but b'tzidkasi, I did it to take out the blood and to fight against the enemies of Kal Yisrael. Yeah. There is a beautiful pshat in the Siddur Otzer HaTfilos, Dover Shalom. He wants to read it this way. Tzach v'adam. Tzach, white, means as a mizug of midas harachamim, together with midas hadin. Tzach v'adam means Hashem is a blend. Hashituf, Amidas Harachim and Midas Hadin. The problem is that sometimes, Lasid Ravo, you won't see Midas Harachim. You see Kadosh Baruch Hu venting his wrath against the enemies, and that's what they're asking. Madua Adam Levushecha, Misaba Mi Adam. How is it that you just have Midas Hadin now? Usually you have the Midas Harachim mixed in, and Hashem says, Pur Badrachti Levadi, Ma'am Enish Iti, and he explains something about Pikavo, which I don't understand, but therefore there's no Midas Harachim here. There is an Agarta in Makos that expresses these psukim in a whole different vein. Not on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but on the Sorrow Shel Edom, Sorrow Shel Esav, makes a mistake, wants to take refuge in Batsra, thinking that Batsra is the same as Betzer. Betzer is one of those three Arei Miklat that Moshe designated in Eva HaYarden, and so he thinks he's safe, but he makes a mistake, and makes other mistakes as well, and that's why it says, Ki Tevach Hashem B'Batsra, and Yishai Lamed Daud, it's going to be a great slaughter in Batsra, reminds me of Basra, yeah, and it's going to be Tevach Gadol B'Eretz Edom, and that's an Agada that you can find in Makos, in the second parak. You can also find reference to this Agada in a Zmiros of Shabbos. Zmiros V'Yom HaShabbos, Baruch Hashem Yom 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 Aslanu. I don't know if there's a niggin to it, but it's the most sidurim. It's one of the earliest paitanim, Rav Shimon Rav Yitzchak. Yes, da 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 da. Yeah. Okay. Very powerful. Cool. Kasher tefillin hera la'anav. Tmunas Hashem l'neged einav. Okay, this is a reference, first of all, to a Gemara in Brachos as well, not on Davva, but on Dav Zayin, Zayin Amid Aleph. It says there that the pasuk says in Kisisa that Moshe wanted to know Hareini Na Es Kvodecha, so then it says Hashem showed him Es Achorai Vasirosi Es Kapi V'Ris Es Achorai. What do you mean he saw his back? So Gemara says Melamed Shehera Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. So that's Kesher Tefillin Hera. He showed the Anav. The Anav is the Anav Mikol Adam, being Moshe Rabbeinu. Tmunas Hashem l'neged einav. Tmunas Hashem is the expression used in Baloscha, referring to the special level of Moshe's nevuah. Utmunas Hashem yabit. He is able to behold the Tmunas Hashem. That's Tmunas Hashem l'neged einav is based on the Psukim in Yishmuel and Tehillim, which is Shiras David. Kivor yodai l'neged einav. But what does it mean here? Kesher tefillin. Herav anav. He showed him the Kesher shel tefillin. And remember that the point to the Bach, the whole justification of saying Shira covered every day is because we want to say a Kaddish de Agarita. And in order to have an Agarita, we have to have this sentence in Shira covered, which reminds us of the Agarita and Brachos de Zayin, and therefore we can say a special Kaddish, and the world stands on a Kaddish de Agarita. As if to say it's all about this sentence, cool. That the whole Shira covered has validity to be said when it's said. The truth is that really it's not just Kesher Tefillin, it's what we're saying. What does it mean to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Kesher Tefillin? It really means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound up with Kali Yisrael. Kesher is a connection. And what really is Tefillin? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears from going back to the earlier stanza, Pe'er Olai Pe'er Yalav? If you look in the Marsha on that Gemara on Davav in Brachos, Masha says, everyone thinks this is sold, and they say what they say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. I tell you, I explain it very, very simply. What does it mean? Ani roe bo korav l'pshuto. Mitzvahs inyan tefillin hu sheyesh lanu rios dvekim bo yisbarach. We have to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our putting tefillin on us is master shechina on us. When we put Hashem's name in the Dalet Parashas of tefillin on us, that shows that we have dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol libeinu, b'chol nafshenu, b'chol ma'odeinu. Like it says in the Shema. And u'mas there, just like we have dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has dveikus in chativa in Kal Yisrael. Ani v'dodi v'dodi li. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtabeach in Kal Yisrael. And that's what it goes on and on the mashup to develop. That's what it means Hashem wears tefillin. We have a dveikus in Him, He has a dveikus in us. And really, that's what Kesher Tefillin perhaps also means. Showing the Kesher to Moshe is also saying that there's a Kesher between us. We are one in some way, in some metaphysical sense. Kali Yisrael are specially linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not that the Bach means that you have to get in that one sentence to say a Kaddish. The one sentence is really symbolic of so many other sentences. Because what Shira Kavod is really saying time and time again is this ultimate link that we are eternal, in that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Atamat Veikim Hashem Elokeichem. And that's why we have Teres Tif Eres, and that Torah is on us, and Pe'er Olai, Pe'er Yolav, Skulas Oti Yadu HaTeres, and so on and so forth. All these images, Chakam Meitzach Kvot Shem Kodesho, is the Tzitz word by the Kohen Gadol, but it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are almost like one. And therefore, that's the special, profound idea that Shira Kavod is said every day for. Let's do maybe one more, and then we'll hopefully be able to be in a position to complete it next week. Rotsa v'amo, anavim yishpoer, yoshev tehilos bam yishpoer. Again, echoing the same idea, Hashem desires His nation. Where does this come from? And anavim yishpoer, it's from a pasuk we say every day in Sukkot d'Zimra, in one, the next to last Hallelujah, beginning Shir Hashem, Shir Chadash, the ultimate, again, all vision of Ghassid Lavo. It says, Rotsa, ki Rotsa Hashem va'amo, Yefo'er anavim bishua. So that pasuk becomes Rotsa va'amo, anavim yefo'er. Right. He beautifies the modest, the humble. He desires His nation. Interesting, as if there are two levels here. Rotsa ba'amo, anavim yefo'er. Rotsa Hashem ba'amo, Yisfor Anavim Bishua. The Malbim explains that Amo is the general nation. Anav Mar Sadikim, that for them Hashem will be a special pe'er and a kavod for them. I also thought to connect this to the earlier stanza. He says, Keshet Tefillin Hera L'Anav. Moshe Rabbeinu being the Anav. So maybe it's not a coincidence that right on that, the heels of that, Rotsa Ba'amo Anavim Yisfor'er. Yosef Tehilos Bam Yisfor'er. The Yosef Tehilos is straight out of Tehillim Chavbeis, which is Lamaseach Aliyah Sashachar, and we say it every day as well. Ve'ata Kadosh Yosef Tehilos Yisrael. You are the Holy One. You are seated. The praise of Kal Yisrael. What does it mean? One way is to say you are waiting. You're Yosef. You're sitting waiting for the praise. But others explain, the Midrashim explain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes established. His kisei is established. He is settled. How? What makes him settled? Kibiyachol, the praise that we offer, and that seems to be more in line with the theme that keeps recurring over here. That Hashem is waiting for our praise, and our praise, so to speak, does something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a certain stability. And that's why it says, Yosef Tehilos, Bam Lispay, prides himself in them. I don't know a pasuk necessarily, except the earlier pasukim that we had last time, we had Yisrael B, right? Yisrael Shebuchar Yisrael, probably the same pasukim that we had there, you have here as well. Yosef Tehilos, Bam Lispay. Okay, so I think Mitzvah will leave from the second race until the end for next time, and then the psukim that follow, Chasam Abdullah, that comes after. Which pshat?